This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
Please just close your eyes for a moment in prayer as I pray for us. Father God, thank you that we can come together today and just worship and praise your name. Holy Spirit, I pray that you may guide us and help us to focus only on you, Lord God. Please calm every distraction.
Songs are higher. stronger. Sin is broken. You have saved me. It is written. Christ is risen. Jesus, you are Lord of all.
When it seems like there's no fruit on the tree, when patience seems so far from my reach, when anxiety is crippling me, in my need I will lift my eyes. When we're pressing on my faith and not sight, when our hearts feel overwhelmed by the night, in the doubting and the grief, in the fight, in our need, we will lift our eyes. Yeah, in our need, we will lift our eyes. More than sun, more than the mountains that tower above, you are faithful, you are faithful, and more than the ocean's deep, more than faithful. Yes, you are faithful. You're so faithful in the trial. Who else? Who else commands the wind and rain? Who else could call each star by name? Who else could overcome the grave? Who else has calmed the raging sea? Who else has borne our every sin? Who else has won our victory? Who else commands the wind and rain? Who else could call each star by name? Who else could overcome the grave? See, who else has borne our every sin? Who else has won our victory? More than the rising sun, more than the mountains that tower above, you are faithful, you are faithful. More than the ocean's deep, oh, and more than the earth beneath our feet, you are faithful, so faithful, you are faithful, you are faithful, you are faithful. Holy, holy, holy God.
Are you? Today, I'm going to try something what I've never done before. I'm going to try and speak with a Spanish echo.
Había hecho antes tratar de hablar con un acento español, un eco español.
You can be seated. Thank you.
Se pueden sentar.
It's a celebration service.
Es un servicio de celebración.
Celebrating along with Jasper and Linda.
Celebrar juntos con Linda y Jasper. Jasper and Linda.
But each and every Sunday.
Pero cada domingo.
It's a celebration.
Es una celebración.
For the relationship.
Por la relación.
Between God and us.
Entre Dios y nosotros.
And it's not that we putting God in us.
And it's not that.
It's not that we putting God in us only separate on a Sunday.
Y no es que pongamos a Dios solamente separado en los domingos.
But our relationship is going through the whole week.
Pero nuestra relación va durante toda la semana.
The same as what I'm married to my wife.
Es lo mismo que la relación que yo tengo con mi esposa.
Not only for certain days or certain hours.
No es solamente por ciertos días o ciertas horas.
But it's a continuous relationship.
Pero es una relación continua.
So although we come together on a Sunday in a church.
Entonces, aunque nos reunamos en un domingo en una iglesia.
What is happening inside here?
Lo que está pasando aquí.
It's carrying on through the week.
Va a seguir pasando durante toda la semana.
I would like to start with a prayer.
Me gustaría empezar con una oración.
Thank you, Father.
Gracias, Padre.
That you are God.
Que eres Dios.
That you are the creator of heaven and earth.
Que tú eres el creador del cielo y la tierra.
And that you are interested.
Y que estás interesado.
In your creation.
En tu creación.
And that we can be part of your creation.
Que podemos ser parte de tu creación.
Thank you, Father.
Gracias, Padre.
That we can have that relationship.
Porque podemos tener esa relación.
Through Jesus Christ.
A través de Jesucristo.
Our Lord and Savior.
Nuestro Señor y Salvador.
Amen.
Amén.
The title of the sermon is the Gospel.
El título del sermón es el mensaje.
What is the Spanish word for gospel?
El mensaje.
Emma?
El mensaje.
El mensaje.
¿Cuál es la palabra en español para gospel? El mensaje.
The Greek word is euangelion. And if my pronunciation is not correct, sorry about the Greek. But it means, it's actually the base for the word evangelize.
La palabra en griego es evangelio. Pero lo que significa es evangelizar.
And what a gospel means.
Y lo que el mensaje significa.
That it is a good message.
Es un buen mensaje.
That we are declaring and bringing.
Que estamos declarando y trayendo.
Good tidings. A good message.
Un buen mensaje.
We're preaching the good news.
Estamos predicando las buenas noticias.
If we go to the dictionary,
si vamos al diccionario,
then even the dictionary of today has got it correct.
Incluso el diccionario lo tiene correcto.
The message concerning Christ,
El mensaje concerning Christ.
Concerning Christ.
Sí, el mensaje que tiene que ver con Cristo.
The kingdom of God.
El reino de Dios.
And salvation.
Y la salvación.
So the world knows what the word gospel means.
Así que el mundo sabe lo que significa gospel, el mensaje.
Now you may be asking this afternoon, so what's so good about that news?
Ustedes deberían, se deben estar preguntando, bueno, ¿qué es lo tan bueno de estas noticias?
In order to give you an answer on that question,
para responder esa pregunta,
we've got to go to the past.
Tenemos que ir al pasado.
We've got to look at our lives now.
Tenemos que verlo en nuestras vidas ahora.
And we're going to have a look at the future.
Y tenemos que mirar en el futuro.
And if we're going to have a look at the past,
y si miramos hacia el pasado,
the furthest what we can go back is the Bible.
Lo que encontramos en el pasado es la Biblia. Lo primero que encontramos es la Biblia.
It's a book of 66 books.
Es un libro que contiene 66 libros.
Written by 40 people.
Escritos por 40 personas.
But one ultimate author.
Pero con un último y definitivo autor.
Which is God.
Que es Dios.
And that's why we're calling it God's word.
Y por eso lo llamamos la palabra de Dios.
It starts in the Old Testament with the book of Genesis.
Empieza en el Antiguo Testamento con el libro de Génesis.
And it ends with the book Revelation in the New Testament.
Y termina con el libro de Apocalipsis en el Nuevo Testamento.
Furthest what we can go back.
Si vamos a hacia el pasado.
Genesis 1 verses 1.
El Génesis capítulo 1 versículo 1.
In the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
En el principio, Dios creó el cielo y la tierra.
So we believe in a God who created heaven and earth.
Así que creemos en un Dios que creó el cielo y la tierra.
And that He is the creator.
Y Él es el creador.
And we are part of His creation.
Y nosotros somos parte de su creación.
Like everything what we see around us.
Todo lo que vemos a nuestro alrededor.
Has been created by God.
Ha sido creado por Dios.
And God created the first man, Adam.
Y Dios creó el primer hombre, Adam.
Then He gave him a wife as well.
Y le Eve. Dio una esposa, Eva.
But then something crept in.
Pero entonces something
crept in. A snake.
Algo se arrastró, se metió.
And Eve sinned.
Y Eva pecó.
If we take a look at the word sin,
si miramos la palabra pecado,
specifically in the English,
específicamente en inglés,
the I is in the middle.
La I está en la mitad.
But if we are sinning,
pero si estamos pecando,
it's about ourselves.
Es sobre nosotros.
And this happened with Eve as well.
Y esto pasa con Eva también.
Because she was interested in to be as good as God.
Porque ella estaba interesada en ser tan buena como Dios.
And what happened over there when they sinned?
Y lo que pasó allá cuando ellos pecaron.
The relationship.
La relación.
Was broken.
Se rompió.
God walked with Adam and Eve in the garden.
Dios caminó con Adán y Eva en el jardín.
And most probably it wasn't raining that time.
Y no estaba, probablemente no estaba lloviendo ese día.
With the broken relationship.
Con esa relación rota.
God has got a plan to restore that relationship.
Dios ha tenido un plan para restaurarla.
And His solution is Jesus.
Y su solución es Jesús.
In the Old Testament, what I've been talking about.
En el Antiguo Testamento, lo que hemos hablado.
We already have got prophecies about Jesus who was going to come.
Ya habíamos visto en el Antiguo Testamento las profecías de que Jesús iba a venir.
Jesus the Savior.
Jesús el Salvador.
Jesus the Redeemer.
Jesús el Redentor.
Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5.
Isaías 53, versos 4 y 5.
We're going to translate everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to read it and then you can translate it in your language. I'm not going to check you. Surely he has borne our griefs. Jesus has borne our griefs. He carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. These two verses are referring continuously to Jesus. Jesus died for us.
Yes, Jesus cargó, Jesús cargó nuestros dolores, y en el, yeah, yo creo que podemos en la casa leer Isaías 53, 4, 5 y pero the next one. The next one.
It's five. It's correct. It's yeah. It's four and five.
Dice en Isaías que Jesús fue herido por nuestros pecados y fue como lleno de moretones por nuestras inequidades. For our peace was upon him. Sí, que para que nosotros tuviéramos paz, Jesús tuvo que sufrir todas estas dolencias, en resumen. Pero podemos leerlo en la Biblia en la casa.
Thank you. Jesus came. Jesus came to this world. God sent him.
Jesús vino a este mundo. Dios lo envió.
Today we're living in 2021 after Christ.
Hoy vivimos en el 2021 después de Cristo.
So Jesus was here 20, 21 years ago.
O sea que Jesús estuvo aquí 2021 años antes.
And Jesus was preaching.
Y Jesús estaba evangelizando.
He was bringing the message.
Él estaba trayendo el mensaje.
God loved him.
God
loved him. Loves.
Dios los amó.
John the Baptist.
Juan el Bautista.
Jesus.
Jesús.
Peter.
Pedro.
All three of them.
Ellos tres, todos los tres.
Brought that message.
Trajeron el mensaje.
And the first word what they used.
Y la primera palabra que ellos usaron.
Was repent.
Fue arrepiéntanse.
Because Jesus died for our sins.
Porque Jesús murió por nuestros pecados.
We do not have to die for our own sins anymore.
Nosotros no tenemos que morir por nuestros propios pecados.
Because Jesus died.
Porque Jesús murió.
And if we take a look at the holidays in the Netherlands.
Y si miramos a las fechas especiales en los Países Bajos.
Then they are reminding us.
Estas fechas nos recuerdan.
Of what Jesus went through.
Sobre lo que Jesús vivió.
Born in December. Jesus was born in December. The birth of Jesus.
In the what?
December month.
In December. Jesus was born in December.
We can dispute it.
Jesús nació en diciembre. Perdón.
I thought I was on the same level as yours, but okay.
Now you understood some Spanish.
We can argue about the date, if it was December or not, but we are reminded about the birth of Jesus, about the solution of God.
Podemos discutir si fue diciembre o no, pero estamos recordando el nacimiento de Jesús.
On Good Friday, Jesus was nailed to the cross.
En el buen viernes, lo llaman aquí, Jesús fue colgado en la cruz, creo que sería Viernes Santo o algo así.
He died for our sins, is what we just now heard.
Él murió por nuestros pecados, como acabamos de escuchar.
On Easter Sunday, he rose.
En el domingo de Ramos, o el siguiente domingo, Él resucitó.
On Ascension Day, he went to heaven.
En el día de la resurrección, Él subió al cielo.
And on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was sent as his replacer.
Y en el día de Pentecostés, el Espíritu Santo fue enviado como reemplazo.
It's beautiful that we've got all those holidays in the Netherlands.
Es muy lindo que en Holanda, en los Países Bajos, tengamos todas esas vacaciones.
And I'm glad that you're here.
Y estoy feliz que podamos.
Which shows that the Netherlands has got a Christian foundation.
Eso muestra que los Países Bajos tienen una base cristiana porque celebramos esas fechas especiales.
When Jesus was on earth,
cuando Jesús estaba en la tierra,
he trained 12 apostles.
Él entrenó 12 apóstoles.
One fell off, his name was Judas.
Uno falló, su nombre fue Judas.
Because what we heard just now with the offering message as well.
Por lo que también escuchamos en el mensaje.
Money was more important than Jesus.
El dinero era más importante que Jesús.
And Jesus trained them.
Y Jesús los entrenó.
And what Jesus was saying to them,
y lo que Jesús les dijo,
is applicable to us today.
Se puede aplicar a nosotros hoy.
The promise of God,
la promesa de Dios,
which is so beautiful summarized,
que es un bonito resumen,
in John 3:16.
En Juan 3:16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Porque Dios amó tanto al mundo que dio a su.
That whoever believes in him,
que cualquiera que crea en él,
should not perish,
no perecerá,
but should have everlasting life.
Pero tendrá vida eterna.
So there we can see that God loves his creation, he loves the world.
Entonces podemos ver que Dios ama su creación y ama el mundo.
He loves each and every one of us.
Él ama a cada uno de nosotros.
Including you who are following through Facebook Live.
Incluyéndolo usted que está siguiendo el Facebook Live.
We are all important for God.
Todos somos importantes para Dios.
And you've been specially made by him.
Y tú eres especialmente creado por él.
Yes, you can have a number.
Sí, tú puedes tener un número.
At the bank or at the government.
Una cuenta bancaria o en el gobierno.
But God made you specifically.
Pero Dios te hizo específicamente.
You're the only one with this fingerprint.
Eres el único con esta huella.
You're the only one with this iris.
Eres el único con estos ojos.
You're not just a number for God.
Tú no eres solamente un número para Dios.
You're special for God.
Tú eres especial para Dios.
And God is inviting us.
Y Dios nos invita.
That we are going to accept Jesus Christ.
Que aceptemos a Jesucristo.
That we're going to accept God as the Creator.
Que aceptemos a Dios como el Creador.
And the Holy Spirit as our helper.
Y que el Espíritu Santo sea nuestro ayudador.
And if we make that commitment to God,
y si hacemos ese compromiso con Dios,
then we're entering into an agreement.
Que tengamos un acuerdo.
And if we enter into an agreement with God,
y si hacemos un acuerdo con Dios,
we call it a covenant.
Lo llamamos un convenio, creo. Podría ser. Sí.
In het Nederlands, een verbond. You don't have to translate that one. But that's so beautiful that God wants to go into that agreement, into that covenant with us.
Pero eso es lo hermoso, que Dios quiere entrar en esa comunión con nosotros.
For God did not send his Son,
porque Dios no envió a su Hijo,
to condemn the world,
para condenar el mundo,
but that the world through him might be saved.
Pero para que a través de él el mundo fuera salvo.
It's nearly like an invitation card what God has given to us.
Es como una carta de invitación que Dios nos está dando.
For each and every one on this earth.
Para cada uno de nosotros en esta tierra.
He's giving that invitation card.
Él está dando una carta de invitación.
It doesn't matter where you're coming from.
No importa de dónde vienes.
You're tall.
Si eres alto.
A little bit shorter.
O pequeñito.
You're coming out of the Achterhoek.
Si vienes del Achterhoek.
Or if you're coming out of Colombia.
Si vienes de Colombia.
The invitation is for each and everyone.
La invitación es para cada uno de nosotros.
But how do we react?
Pero ¿cómo reaccionamos?
We've got to do.
Tenemos que hacer.
What John the Baptist.
Lo que Juan el Bautista.
Jesus.
Jesús.
And Peter.
Y Pedro.
What they've been saying.
Han estado diciendo.
We've got to repent.
Tenemos que arrepentirnos.
We've got to turn around.
Tenemos que dar la vuelta.
The Greek word for it is metanoia.
The Greek word for
repent.
For arrepentimiento.
God is walking behind us.
Dios está caminando.
But you are continuously walking away from God.
Pero nosotros continuamente caminamos lejos de Dios.
And what God is asking,
y lo que Dios está pidiendo,
that you turn around,
es que des la vuelta,
and that you follow God.
Y que sigas a Dios.
So that's the first important thing we've got to do.
So, esa es la primera cosa importante que debemos hacer, dar
we
la
turn
vuelta.
Around 180 degrees.
180 grados.
And then our life is changing.
Y después nuestra vida va a cambiar.
Because it's not about me anymore.
Porque no es sobre mí.
But about God, the creator of heaven and earth.
Pero sobre Dios, el creador del cielo y la tierra.
And then we are going to follow Jesus.
Y después podemos seguir a Jesús.
In the Bible we can read it.
And we can read, y podemos leer la Biblia.
Jesus is our perfect example.
Jesús como el perfecto ejemplo.
In my life.
En mi vida.
Up to the age of 50.
Hasta los 50 años.
I knew about God.
Sabía sobre Dios.
It was all up here.
Estaba aquí.
But I did not have a relationship with God.
No tenía una relación con Dios.
If you would have asked me,
si ustedes me preguntaran,
what must I do to get in heaven?
¿Qué debería hacer para llegar al cielo?
I could have given you an answer.
Yo te hubiera dado, podría haber dado una respuesta.
But I was not in a relationship with God.
Pero no estaba en una relación con Dios.
12 years back.
12 años atrás.
And if you add the two up, then you know how old I am.
Si saben sumar, ya saben lo viejo que estoy.
Me and my wife, we got baptized.
Mi esposa y yo fuimos bautizados.
Baptized under the water.
Bautizados
Because we took the decision.
Porque nosotros tomamos la decisión.
We wanted to follow Jesus.
Queremos seguir a Jesús.
And we wanted to be obedient.
Queremos obedecer.
Of what God is saying in His Word.
Lo que Dios está diciendo en su palabra.
And then I started to have a heart-to-heart relationship with God.
Y después empecé a tener una relación de corazón a corazón con Dios.
And since then I'm different.
Y desde ese entonces soy diferente.
Since then I want to talk about God.
Desde ese entonces quiero hablar de Dios.
Because God is giving me joy.
Porque Dios me da alegría.
God gave me identity.
Dios me dio identidad.
God told me.
Dios me enseñó.
You are my son.
Dios me dijo, perdón. Dios me dijo, tú eres mi hijo.
And if we start with that relationship,
y si empezamos con esa relación,
then that broken relationship is restored again.
Esa relación que se había roto se restaura nuevamente.
And we can call him Father.
Y podemos llamarlo Padre.
And he's calling us.
Y él nos llama a nosotros.
My son, my daughter.
Mi hijo, mi hija.
It's not a God far away.
No es un Dios que está muy lejos.
Sitting on a chair with a stick.
Sentado en una silla con un rejo.
And looking at us what we're doing wrong.
Mirándonos a ver qué estamos haciendo mal.
God is a father.
Dios es un padre.
With arms wide open.
Con los brazos bien abiertos.
And he is inviting each and every one of us.
Y él nos está invitando a cada uno de nosotros.
God is giving me identity.
Dios me ha dado la identidad.
But God is also giving me destiny.
Pero Dios también me da un destino.
He's telling us.
Nos está diciendo.
That he's got a new heaven for us.
Que él tiene un nuevo cielo para nosotros.
And as what we read just now in John 3:16.
Y como leímos en Juan 13:16.
We're going to be with him.
Vamos a estar con él.
Forever and ever.
Con ellos por siempre. Por siempre.
Revelations 21 verses 1.
Apocalipsis 21:1.
Noah saw a new heaven and a new earth.
Ahora vi un nuevo cielo y una nueva tierra.
For the first heaven.
Porque el primer cielo.
And the first earth.
Y la primera tierra.
Had passed away.
Han pasado.
And there was no more sea.
Y no había más mar.
Those guys who were surfing on a surfboard.
Esos chicos que están surfeando en una.
Will most probably say, I don't want to go to heaven.
No podrían decir que no quieren ir al cielo.
Because there's no sea.
Porque no hay mar.
But what it actually means over there.
Pero lo que realmente significa.
What we can read in different parts in the Bible.
Lo que leemos en diferentes.
That the waves of the sea,
que las olas del mar,
are tossing us around,
nos llevan y nos traen.
And that's not going to be in heaven.
Y eso no va a pasar en
Nothing is going to toss us around.
Nada nos va a mover o cambiar.
Because we were with God.
Porque siempre vamos a estar con Dios.
God always wants to be with his creation.
Dios siempre quiere estar con su creación.
In the Old Testament.
En el Viejo Testamento.
In the desert.
En el desierto.
They made a tabernacle.
Ellos hicieron un tabernáculo.
When they were in Jerusalem.
Cuando estaban en Jerusalén.
He made a temple.
Hicieron un templo.
And each and every time the people were coming together.
Y todo el tiempo siempre la gente se reunió.
To meet with God.
Para unirse con Dios.
But after Jesus,
pero después de Jesús,
God is giving us the Holy Spirit.
Dios nos ha dado el Espíritu Santo.
That God is always with us.
Y lo que significa que Dios está siempre con nosotros.
God is with us now as well.
Dios está en este momento con nosotros.
In His Spirit.
En Espíritu.
The Gospel.
El mensaje.
The message concerning Christ.
El mensaje,
the kingdom of
Cristo,
the kingdom of God.
El reino de Dios.
The salvation.
La salvación.
For some people, this good news is irritating.
Para algunas personas, estas buenas noticias es molesto.
We once had a lady in the church.
Una vez teníamos una mujer en la iglesia.
She was irritated.
Ella estaba molesta.
When people spoke to her about God.
Por la gente que le hablaba a ella sobre Dios.
But when five people at different times.
Pero cuando cinco personas en diferentes momentos.
Wanted to speak to her about God.
Querían hablarle sobre Dios.
That irritation changed.
Esa molestia cambió.
And she started seeking God.
Y ella empezó a buscar de Dios.
So maybe it's for some irritating.
So maybe.
For some, this message, this good news is irritating.
Entonces puede ser que para algunas personas este mensaje es incómodo, molesto.
But I prayed it with time that it is going to change around.
Pero yo oro porque en algún momento esa molestia cambia.
For some, this good news has got no value.
Para algunas personas este mensaje no tiene ningún valor.
If you would tell them, I'm bringing you God.
Si yo les digo que traigo un Dios nuevo.
They'll maybe give you an answer. You can put God over there.
Probablemente le van a decir, póngalo aquí. Póngase Dios aquí.
Because God has got no value for them.
Porque Dios no vale nada para ellos.
For some people, this good news is new.
Para algunas personas estas nuevas noticias es nuevo.
Because they never heard the gospel.
Porque nunca habían escuchado el mensaje.
They never heard it from Genesis to Revelation.
Ellos nunca lo escucharon desde Génesis hasta el Apocalipsis.
They only heard something about this.
Solamente escucharon algo sobre esto,
something about that.
Algo sobre aquello.
But they could not understand.
Pero no pudieron entender.
But God has got a plan.
Que Dios tiene un plan.
From Genesis right through.
Desde Génesis
to Revelation.
Hasta Apocalipsis.
And it's all about relationship with Him.
Y es todo acerca de la relación con Él, con Dios.
And for some people,
y para algunas personas,
this is the best news
esta es la mejor noticia
they've ever heard.
Que han escuchado nunca.
It gives them identity.
Les da identidad.
And it gives them destiny.
Y les da un destino.
God loves you all.
Dios los ama a todos ustedes.
You're here.
Si estás aquí.
Or in Colombia.
O en Colombia.
Or another part of the world.
O en otra parte del mundo.
God is always available.
Dios siempre está disponible.
You can always go on your knees.
Tú siempre puedes arrodillarte.
And start your relationship with Him.
Y empezar tu relación con Él.
Let's pray.
Oremos.
Heavenly Father, thank you that you are God.
Gracias, Padre, que tú eres Dios.
That you're the creator of heaven and earth.
Que eres el creador del cielo y la tierra.
And that you want to restore that broken relationship.
Que tú quieres restaurar esa relación rota.
And as all eyes are closed at the moment,
y en este momento que tus ojos están cerrados,
if you're here or if you're watching,
si estás escuchando,
and you've never publicly declared,
y nunca públicamente has declarado,
that you want to accept God as your Father,
que quieres aceptar a Dios como tu Padre,
Jesus as your Lord and Savior,
Jesús como tu Señor y Salvador,
and the Holy Spirit as your Helper,
y el Espíritu Santo como tu ayuda.
But this afternoon,
esta tarde,
you feel that urge.
Sientes esa necesidad.
You've got to restore
de restaurar
that broken relationship.
Esa relación rota.
And you want to start that relationship with the living God.
Quieres empezar una relación con el Dios vivo.
That I'm asking you to raise your hand now.
Te pido que levantes la mano.
And if it's maybe that you are watching,
y si estás viendo,
then I'm inviting you
te invito
to make contact with Linda or with me.
To contact Linda or me.
That we can pray along with you.
Que podamos orar contigo.
Heavenly Father,
Padre Celestial,
we thank you for your love.
Gracias por tu amor.
We thank you for your open arms.
Gracias.
Thank you that you are a living God.
Gracias porque eres un Dios vivo.
That you're waiting for us.
Que estás esperando por nosotros.
To turn around.
Para dar la vuelta.
We thank you, Father.
Gracias, Señor.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amén.
For those of you who heard the gospel again this afternoon,
para los que escucharon el mensaje esta tarde,
and you say, I know the gospel.
Ya sé, ya conozco el mensaje.
And I've got a relationship with the living God.
Una relación con Dios.
I'm challenging you.
Los reto.
Try to speak to one person this week.
Trate de hablar con una persona esta semana.
Tell them about God.
Y dile sobre Dios.
What Jesus asked his disciples as well.
Lo que Jesús le ordenó a sus discípulos también.
That we should speak to other people.
Que deberíamos hablar con otras personas.
We're going to sing three songs now.
Vamos a cantar tres canciones.
We're still going to have opportunity for prayer.
Podemos orar luego también.
And if you need any prayer,
y si necesitan una oración especial,
I'm inviting you to come to the right.
Que vengan a la derecha.
There are two bays over there.
Hay dos.
And I'm asking Banish and Karolinki to man the two stations. If you need prayer,
si necesitan una oración,
don't leave.
No te vayas.
Just go to them.
Ve y ora con ellos.
Ask them to pray along with you.
Ve y ora con ellos.
And if you want to pray in Spanish,
si quieren orar en español,
then you can go to Linda. May God bless you this week.
Que Dios los bendiga esta semana.
May you experience Him this week.
Que ojalá vivas, sientas la presencia de Dios esta semana.
And if you take a look around in nature,
y si miras alrededor la naturaleza,
appreciate His creation.
Aprecia su creación.
Be blessed.
Sean bendecidos.
Sing one or two songs, but while we're singing, you're welcome to go to the station for a prayer. You're welcome to stand or to sit, or please join us in this worship.
He was before there was light, walked across the pages of time. He made every living thing. Behold Him. He who heard humanity's cry, left His throne to wake as a child. He became like the least of us. Behold Him. Jesus, Son of God, Messiah, the Lamb, the Roaring Lion. Oh, be still and behold Him. Oh, behold
Father, we thank you for this beautiful time, Father. We thank you as these words say, holy, 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 as the Lord God Almighty, worthy, worthy, worthy to receive all praise. We read this in Revelation, that this is what the angels will cry out, the creatures will cry out. They'll sing this continually for eternity. And this is but a moment that we can join in on that, Father. And we are so privileged to be able to sing holy to the King of Kings, our Creator, the Alpha and the Omega. And we give you honor and we give you praise. You are so good and you are so faithful, Father. We are nothing without your goodness, without your grace in our lives. Everything we have, everything we own is from you. The very breath we breathe is from you. We give it back to you. We say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. In Jesus' mighty, precious name, amen. You're welcome to join us at the back for some coffee and tea. For those who would like to stay, we'll still sing a song, but please join us at the back for coffee. Beautiful.
The reason I see.
this my heart will sing how I love you. And forever I'll sing, forever I'll sing. Yes, my heart will sing how I love you. I come with my broken soul to you, the perfect one, to worship you in spirit and truth. Oh, the reason I sing. Yes, my heart will sing how I love you. And forever I'll sing, my heart will sing how I love you, how I love you, how I love you, how I love you. The reason I sing, yes, my heart will sing how I love you, and forever I'll sing. My heart will sing.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.